Apostolic Ministries of America Incorporated, bringing to you the True Word Radio Program. Our headquarters is located in downtown Titusville, Florida, at 1422 Norwood Avenue, where you always have an opportunity to come and hear God's Word preached in its fullness, as it was on the day of Pentecost and during the early days of the Christian church. My God, when devout men became pricked in their hearts at the preaching of God's word and cried out to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter replied unto them, saying, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. This thing, my friend, whether you like it or whether you don't, it's for you. It is for everybody under the sun. This one plan to salvation that God Almighty brought down, glory to God, and gave to the human family through the sacrifice of his own body and the giving of his own blood for the sprinkling, glory to God, in the holiest of holy places, not made with hands. My friend, I'm here to tell you today that nobody is going to escape, glory to God, without, amen, being obedient to the word of God. Nobody is going to be able to walk into the midst of the paradise of God except those who are obedient to God's word. And my plea to you is to become obedient to God's word while it is still day. For night is coming soon, and no man will see, glory to God, his way. No man will see how to perform his works. Do it while it is still day, my friend. You have nothing to lose, glory to God, by becoming obedient to his word through water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan does not want you to see it because it is the right thing to do. Glory to God, hallelujah. This is why that we're striving night and day with this gospel, bringing it to you, glory to God, hallelujah, that you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. My friend, don't you want to be free this morning? Don't you want to be free from the rudiments of the world? Don't you want to be free from crime and sin and sickness? Glory to God, and intolerance and prejudice and bigotry and all of the things, glory to God, that has caused this world to become, amen, a chaotic creation. Glory to God. Don't you want to be free of that? You can be free of that, my friend. You can be free by coming and being obedient to God's word. That is why he came. That is why he came in the likeness of sinful flesh, that he could die and condemn sin in his flesh. Glory to God. Amen. That it will be forever and eternally condemned and finished, that you can have a chance. Glory to God, to live again. Live according to the righteousness that is in him, that will restore you to that image, glory to God, that man once had before the encroachment of sin in the Garden of Eden. My friend, don't you want to make a change today? This is why we're going from city to city. Glory to God, we started our 2007 on the road again. Amen. 3 months earlier, glory to God, we started it the 1st of March. Amen. And we're on the road, glory to God, again to bring to you the Word of God. We're going to be in many, many cities this year. We're coming to Indianapolis, Indiana. We're coming to New Orleans, Louisiana. We're coming to Woodville, Mississippi. We're coming to Nashville, Tennessee. We're coming to, amen, Houston, Texas. We're coming to Los Angeles, California. Glory to God. We're coming to Seattle, Washington. We're coming to Puyallup, Washington. Amen. We're coming back to Mount Vernon, New York. We're coming back to the Bronx. Glory to God. We're coming to Mount Holly, New Jersey. Amen. We're coming to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're coming to all of the cities. Glory to God that people are waiting on us. This is why we started early this year, to where we can get in more of the requests, where we can fulfill more of the requests for the people, amen, that are waiting for us to come into these cities and to tell them and to teach them the truth of God, that they can be free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That they can be free from the world. Glory to God, and be able to give God the glory and the praise. Glory to God for making known to them the plan to salvation according to the scriptures that was ordained before the foundations of the world was laid. Angels hadn't walked, amen, down the aisles of solitude when God perceived this plan of salvation that would come forth in the process of time to save you and to save me and to save all of those who call upon his name. And as he came and did his works, glory to God, hallelujah, as he proclaimed, amen, the taking back of all of the power that was in earth, along with all of the power that was in heaven. Glory to God, hallelujah. He spoke unto his apostles, glory to God, and said, all power is given unto me that is in heaven and that is in earth. And he told them to go, glory to God, hallelujah. He commissioned them to go into all of the world and to preach the gospel, because he said unto them that those were the words that he spake, amen, to them while he was yet with them, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning him. And then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And then he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Glory to God. And he said, you are witness of these things. Glory to God. And he said, behold, I send the promise of my Father up on you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be eluded, amen, with the power from on high. And this is what the apostles did for your sake. Glory to God. They were obedient, amen, to God's command. And they went back to Jerusalem. And they waited there, glory to God, until suddenly, amen, on the day of Pentecost, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house wherein they were sitting, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. My friend, this thing is for you. Amen. And as it was proclaimed on that day, it was proclaimed that it was for you. For he said, it is for you and your children, them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. This gospel is for you, my friend. This plan to salvation, glory to God, amen, that is described and brought forth by the manifestation, glory to God, in the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom is for you. It is for your children. My God, this is why, amen, our children are having such hard times today. This is why so many of our children, glory to God, are incarcerated. This is why so many of them, glory to God, are in the graveyard. This is why so many of them are diseased up, glory to God, with STDs. Glory to God, to whore, amen, they have no life anymore. It is because the word of God has not been preached to them. My friend, it is time that you take charge and begin to deliver God's word and God's teaching to your children. Glory to God, that they may have a chance in this world, that they may have a chance to survive and become men and women, glory to God, endowed and empowered by the word of God, that they may be able to take the church on to the final victory. My friend, you should want more for your children than the graveyard, than the penitentiary, are dependent upon dope and drugs for their life. You should want more for your children, my friend. You are to want your children to excel and be the best that they can be in all things. Whether you're rich or whether you're poor, you should want the best for your children. And today, nobody seems to be concerned about their children anymore. And this is why the wrath of God is upon the nations. And this is why we will never go forward with the productivity, glory to God, hallelujah, and the prosperity that we should go forward with. It's because the wrath of God is up on us, for we are failing to deliver God's word to our children. Now I hope, amen, that you will tune in again next week, amen, for more of this exciting word of God as we bring it to you. Glory to God, like it was written, like it was preached on the day of Pentecost. We hope to prick your hearts, my friend. We hope, glory to God, to cause you to see, glory to God, what is the width and what is the depth and what is the height of this thing. Glory to God, that is labeled as salvation, not only for you, but is labeled for salvation for all of the world, wherever they are and whatever they're doing. My friend, we hope you will become a wise man and change and accept God. He's cleansed and made his teachings. Glory to God, and begin to live by his word. Next week, with more of this exciting word of God.